This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 783. 7 Reasons You're Not as Successful as You Could Be by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I read to you every single day, including weekends and holidays, from some great blogs on entrepreneurship. And I'm going to keep this intro pretty short for you today, so let's get right to our post and start optimizing your life. 7 Reasons You're Not as Successful as You Could Be by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Quote, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack in will." End quote. Vince Lombardi. Feeling down about your forward progress lately? Do you feel like you're running in place? Need some motivation and tough love to help you reinvigorate your success rate? Well, here you go. 7 reasons you're not the great success story you could be. 1. You do a lot of thinking without acting. Too often, we think without acting. We do nothing with our ideas. Everyone who has ever taken a long, hot shower has had many great ideas. I'm sure you can relate. But you will only make a difference in this world if you get out of the shower, dry off, and do something with them. The only way to conquer your dreams and doubts is with action. Wondering about them will not get anything done. Avoiding challenges will only make them grow bigger. If you wait until all conditions are perfect, you will spend the rest of your life waiting. Great achievements are made by starting from exactly where you are right now with exactly what you have right now. Stop wondering and start doing. Once you've made a little progress, you'll always know without a doubt that you can make even more progress if you try. 2, your creative mind is completely unfocused. Constraints nurture the productive side of the creative mind. At first, it might seem as though complete freedom makes all creative ventures more attainable, but this isn't the truth. Complete freedom makes the possibilities endless, but keeps your efforts scattered and unfocused. Often, self-imposed constraints or boundaries force you to think differently about challenges, leading to more practical ideas and innovations. Instead of thinking outside the box and looking in every possible direction, get inside one box, a specific problem that needs a resolution, a smaller space where big changes can be made, etc., and focus your creative attention on making a difference. These boundaries create the foundation from which to launch a productive, creative effort. It's like pushing off from the ground when riding a skateboard, or from the wall of the pool when you're swimming laps. Having something solid to push against allows you to move forward with greater ease and more power. And over time, as you test these boundaries by pushing against them, you figure out which ones can be broken and expanded and which ones need to remain fixed in place. 3, you are focusing too much on fears and defeats. Your problems are really your blessings if you use them to grow stronger. Never quit just because you feel temporarily defeated. You have not been beaten. This is not a competition. Keep working to be the best you can be. It doesn't matter how slow you go, so long as you don't give up on yourself. In the long run, it usually isn't what you have or where you are or what you've been through that makes or breaks you. It's how you think about it all and what you do next. Focus your conscious mind on things you desire, not your fears and defeats. Doing so brings dreams to life. 4, your expectations are crushing you. Drop the needless expectations. Appreciate what is. It doesn't matter if your glass is half empty or half full. Just be thankful that you have a glass and that there's something in it. Choosing to be positive and having an appreciative attitude influences everything you do. The magnitude of your happiness and success will be directly proportional to the magnitude of your thoughts and how you choose to think about things. Nothing ever works out exactly the way you want it to. Hope for the best, but expect less. Appreciate reality, don't fight it. Don't let what you expected to happen blind you from the goodness happening all around. Even if it doesn't work out at all, it's still worth it if it made you feel something new and if it taught you something new. 5, you've become distracted from your core goals. People might tell you it's impossible, but it's not. Though the challenges may be great, you can make things happen. The odds may not seem to be in your favor right now, but you can change the odds. When something difficult you want to achieve connects deeply with your purpose, it becomes possible. When you are driven and committed and persistent, you will get yourself there step by step. So look within yourself and unearth the values and goals that you most earnestly feel a deep connection with. In the end, it's the things that are genuinely important to you that will power your greatest achievements. 6. You're playing it too safe. Pain is a pesky part of being human, but it's vitally important. It strengthens the mind, heart, and body. You can't grow strong, brave, or successful in this world if you've only had good things happen to you within the safe boundaries of your own little comfort bubble. You need real-life experiences, and nothing ever becomes real until you experience it firsthand. No matter how long you train yourself to be strong, brave, or proficient at something, you never know if you are or not until something real happens to you. So get real, experience life, and let it teach you what you need to know to conquer your wildest dreams. And 7, you have been resisting forgiveness. Alexander Pope once said, quote, "To err is human, to forgive, divine," end quote. Nothing could be closer to the truth. Your willingness to forgive yourself and others is the greatest sign of your emotional and spiritual maturity. It's a process of acceptance and understanding that allows you to let go of a situation that's over so you can move on with your life. The key is to be thankful for every experience, positive or negative. It's taking a step back and saying, "Thank you for the lesson." Take a moment and imagine if every person, including yourself, who owed you an apology, apologized today, and imagine if you accepted these apologies. What a weight lifted. Now imagine if everyone everywhere did this. How many problems in the world would evaporate? You just listened to the post titled 7 Reasons You're Not As Successful As You Could Be by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to both Mark and Angel, who write about a wide variety of topics, so you'll hear them narrated across a bunch of our shows. Mark and Angel Chernoff are New York Times bestselling authors, professional coaches, full-time students of life, admirers of the human spirit, and have been recognized by Forbes as having one of the most popular personal development blogs. Through their blog, books, course, and coaching, they've spent the past decade writing about and teaching proven strategies for finding lasting happiness, success, love, and peace. The goal of their blog is to give you the tools to identify and transform the limiting beliefs that keep you stuck. And they've got somewhere around 1,000 articles on happiness, productivity, emotional intelligence, relationships, and general self-improvement, and they have over 200 million page views and 200,000 subscribers since 2006. And again, they're featured across a bunch of our shows, so please do check out the other podcasts in our network for more from Mark and Angel. But that should do it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it and that you're having a great day, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.